My name is Eddie Izzard, and I am a Labour Party activist in this, the 2015 general election.
And you've come on your campaigning trail here to Lancaster today to support Cat Smith. What do you make of our beautiful city, first of all?
Well, it's great. I've been here before. I've played here before. Don't think I ran through Lancaster. Did I run near? I must have run quite close to you, because I've played nearly everywhere in the UK. I've run nearly everywhere in the UK. So I'm going into politics in 5 years' time. So I'm an activist. I'm passionate about it. I'm for fairness. I want myself to do well. I want everyone to do well. That's what the Labour Party fights for. For young kids, as you can hear in the background, and older kids, and all of us. And Cat Smith is here working very hard to win this seat back for us. Every vote will count. And if you're students and you're listening, you have until midnight on Monday night, the 20th, to get registered. And it's easy. 3 minutes. Isn't that right, Cat?
3 minutes.
3 minutes you can get registered. It's easy. Even though the Tories changed the system, if you can get registered in 3 minutes, that's a good thing. And people fought and died for the vote. So you should vote. Whatever happens, you should vote, except voting for the extremist parties. Don't vote for them. Just lie down, have a cup of tea, and have a think about it. But all the others, because UKIP are for running and hiding. And with British people, we do not run and hide. But if you want a fairer Britain, then I encourage you and the small child over there to vote for the Labour Party. She can't vote.
And on the point of this being a tight election, Morecambe and Lancaster are marginal seats.
Yes.
Ed Miliband came up on Good Friday to campaign. The first time a Labour leader had been up here for 36 years. So this is how crucial these two seats are to the Labour Party.
Well, absolutely. I mean, how this election is crucial, because there was a financial crisis caused by unscrupulous bankers, unscrupulous money people who did all this toxic debt in the subprime market, where they were selling houses to people who these unscrupulous people, they knew that they probably wouldn't be able to pay them off, and they would default on the debts, and the debts become toxic. And that all blew up. People said it was the Labour Party fault. It wasn't. It was these people over in America who'd done crazy stuff with money. So Gordon Brown tried like crazy to stop the rot. Since then, we've been trying to get over this financial crisis, but you didn't have to cut so hard. The Tories said we're going to cut really hard, and of course it was going to affect the people on the lowest incomes the worst. We're raising the minimum wage to £8 an hour, and freezing energy bills to 2015. Students, the fees for students are going to come down from 9,000 to 6,000. We have to be fiscally responsible, and that's what we are. I'm for business. I'm an entrepreneur myself, and so is that small child over there. And we are absolutely being fiscally responsible, but we do want to make it a better world for the many people rather than just the few. The Tories are for the few. We are for the many.
NHS is a massive subject nationally,
absolutely,
but also here Cat's been campaigning very hard because, of course, we had the Morecambe Bay investigation on our patch, where it was the deaths of mothers and babies. It was a horrific case. So we need a safe NHS going forward. How can Labour deliver that?
Well, we have, just by working out, we set up the NHS. If it was up to the Conservative Party, who only conserve seemingly all the bad things that went before, they would have never had an NHS in the first place. I think they wouldn't want one now. David Cameron said it's safe in his hands, the NHS. It obviously isn't. He immediately got in and did a top-down reorganisation. And we're going to bring in 20,000 more nurses, 8,000 more GPs. And it's just a logical place. We are the people who really care about the NHS, and the Tories just do not.
A lot of celebrities have been talking about Trident, which affects our listeners in Barrow. We have thousands of jobs which rely on the development of Trident, with four submarines possibly promised to go ahead. Russell Brand's been wading in the argument, loads of different stars. What's your view?
I feel we need to have the deterrent. If you get a country that decides to have extremist views and decides to threaten us with nuclear weapons, we cannot just be sitting here after our long, strong history and say, well, you can do whatever you want because we have no deterrent. I do feel we have. As someone who is a transgender person who came out 30 years ago, and I know I've been attacked in the streets, and I know that I need to be able to fight back. If people are attacking me, I need to have enough force to be able to tell them to stand down. Just to tell them to stand down. And if you don't have it, then you can't do that.
You are wearing, I've not pointed this out to listeners yet, a fabulous outfit, I must point out. Would you like
fabulous
to describe it yourself?
Yes, it's shoes and clothing and glasses. That's mainly what I'm wearing. Well, I'm in girl mode. I have boy mode and girl mode. I came out 30 years ago. I'm wearing a skirt and knee boots and a jacket. And, you know, I mean, people can go crazy with this, but it shouldn't. It's like, you know, if they were talking about Margaret Thatcher, did they go on and on about what she was wearing? They probably did mention a bit. So Hillary Clinton, you know, she's running for the presidency of America now, and good for her. But they will mention, they do this about girl mode rather than boy mode. Boy mode, if a man turns up, I'm in boy mode, they just say, he was wearing clothes, and who cares? But for me, they're probably going to obsess about this from now to the year dot. But I said to my dad when I came out, I said that I thought the British public would be okay with it. I thought they would be cool. And most people are. Probably UKIP members won't be. But most people, the relaxed people, even right-of-centre Tories, even socially moderate Tories will be cool with this. Because, you know, I'm a mouth and runner. I'm someone who, I'm touring France in French. I'm touring Germany in German. I'm playing Hollywood Bowl on the 6th of June. On D-Day of this year, I'll be playing Hollywood Bowl. So I'm entrepreneurial with my abilities, and I'm entrepreneurial with my confidence as well. So I am running for Member of Parliament or Mayor of London in 5 years.
And that was the subject I was going to go on to. Is this a little bit of a taster on the campaign trail about what you'll have to do in 5 years' time?
It's not like a taster. I campaigned in the 2010 election. I campaigned in the European elections just recently and back in 2008. So I've been an activist since 2008. I wanted to do this seriously. I know Russell Brand says, don't vote. I say, do vote. People fought and died for the vote. The only way to change things is by voting and getting involved. Be an activist. Absolutely be an activist. And I suppose Russell, in his own way, in a freedom of speech world, is being an activist for what he believes in. Fine. And he's also fighting for social housing, which is what I totally believe in. The idea in the big cities that it becomes separated and that you just have the rich people being in the cities, it cannot be that way. It must not be that way. So we must fight for social housing, affordable housing, a good public transport, and affordable public transport in all the big cities and public transport everywhere, because we're good at that in Europe. In America, you know, it's a much larger area, but it's tough for them to have really good, like in LA, there's just... The public transport is just, it's difficult to get around LA if you don't have a car. But that's not what we have in the UK. So yes, LA politics. I'm getting into LA politics. It's just because Hillary Clinton is running for president.
And finally, my brother would never forgive me if I did not ask you his most important question that he wants me to put to you. Nothing to do with politics.
Are you not going to say a line from my stand?
Oh, it's got to be. It's got to be. It's cake or death.
There is no answer to it. Well, what do you think? That's a line of my stand-up, and yes, and that was Church of England extremists. Actually, that's what where that came from. But who would force you to eat cake or die? But actually, cake is now, it's got a lot of sugar in it. So now I would be in a conundrum on that question.